Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of the heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Welcome to Faith on the Line. Welcome to Faith on the Line tonight with Prophetess Pate. And I want to thank and praise God for you all coming on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I want to thank you all that on the phone line, that's on iTunes, that's on Blog Talk Radio, or however you may be listening to Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God for you all coming on Faith on the Line on tonight. And I want to let you all know to invite God on in. Ask Holy Spirit to come on in. And ask the songwriter say, come on in. If you don't invite him in, then how you know he's welcome? So let's allow the Holy Spirit to come on into our hearts on tonight on Faith on the Line, and let's trust God for whatever we believe in Him for. Let's have faith that He's going to do just what He says He's going to do. Faith work when you put it to work. Faith work when you put it to work. You don't put no work in it, there's no faith, nothing will come. So you got to ask, you got to love. Faith is something just like what you, when you're believing for, when you go on a job and you get paid, that's faith. You work because you know you're going to get paid for doing the work. So that's how faith is. You got to put work in to get something out of it. So I want to let you all know that this is a line simply for faith. For faith, the word of God tells us, Hebrews 11:1, for faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for the word. Let us know in one particular scripture. But we walk by faith and not by sight. And even if you don't even have to see faith to believe it, just trust God in His word. Just know that faith is that. And I thank and praise God for faith, because faith without work, it is dead. So then let me know that I got to work for what I believe in. You got to work for what you believe in for. And I thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. I thank and praise God for you all on tonight. I thank and praise God for the newbies maybe passing by. And you may be wondering, what is this line? What is this? It's a prayer line. It's for faith and encouragement. And it also is a prayer line that you boost up your faith and pray and ask God to change some things that need to be changed. Ask God to put some things, set some things in order in your life. Ask God to change, to put your mind that we will focus on Him and not on the things of this world. So I want to thank and praise God for you all that are coming on Faith on the Line on tonight. And I thank and praise God on tonight for Faith on the Line. And I thank and praise God because God is the reason Faith on the Line is where it is today. So as I get ready to pray, I want you all, let's join together in unity, and let's just pray and believe in God for whatever you believe in God for. And I trust that God is going to do just what He said, but you all got to believe Him and His word. And I thank and praise God on tonight. So now, let's begin to pray and trust and touch God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you on tonight. I thank you, Father God, for being so good to us. I thank you, Father God, for being so kind. I thank you, God, for your faithfulness. I thank you, God, for favor. I thank you, Father God, for your love. I thank you, Father God, because your word tells me, God, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, Father God, I thank you right now that you're letting us know, God, to put, Lord God, to trust in you in everything, God. Lord God, and you would direct our path, God. Lord, I thank you for those that own the phone line. I thank you for those that may be passing by. I thank you for those, Lord God, that don't even know, God, what faith, how faith works. But, Lord God, I thank you right now, tonight, God. And, Father God, I ask you right now, God, that you will forgive us for any sin that we committed or omitted today. This was not of you, God. Lord, if we wrong someone in the wrong way, and we spoke things out of our mouth that it should have been, if we have seen things in our, Lord God, with our eyes that we should not have been seeing, God. Father God, if we even, God, spoken things out of our mouth that we should not have spoken, forgive us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now because you are who you say you are, God. I thank you, God, right now, God. Lord, I ask you to touch that sister, touch my brother. You touch those on the phone line. You touch those that may be passing by. You touch those, Lord God, that don't even know you, God. And Lord God, I ask that you would touch those that somebody may be, Lord God, racking with pain. Somebody may be, Lord, wondering, Lord God, how they're going to pay their bill, Lord God. Somebody wondering, God, Lord God, what tomorrow may bring, my hope for them. Father God, you step in right now, God, and you touch my brother and my sisters. You touch those, God. Somebody may be dealing with, the coronavirus. Somebody's family, Lord God. Lord, I decree and declare healing over their body, God. because your word says, Lord God, healing is the Lord God thing. The word says that, Lord God, in Psalms 127, God, that you send your word to heal, God, and to deliver, God. So, Lord, we're asking you tonight that you will touch them that are grieving, touch them that are hurting, touch them that are in pain, touch them, Lord God, that's in difficult places that in their life right now, and they don't understand it, God. Lord, teach them to put their faith to work, God. Lord, your word says faith without work is dead, God. Teach them how to trust you, God. Teach them how to, Lord God, to turn their hearts to you, God, that you will begin to change things in their life. Somebody need a job, God. You open up that door right now, God, that door will be able to, that they will be able to walk in, God. You touch that, Lord God, manager or supervisor, Lord God, that's over that they will be able to begin to hire them. Somebody looking for their home, God. Their home, Lord God, is going in foreclosure. God, I decree and declare, Lord God, that finance will come. Finance will come quickly, God. Finance will come quickly for them, God. That you will step right on in, God. That business, God, come quickly, Lord God. That you will step right on in, God, in the name of Jesus. In the midst of chaos, God. In the midst, God, of trouble. In the midst of going through what we're going through with, God. Lord God, I ask, God, even now, God, you still blessing. Although they say we're in a pandemic, God, but you still blessing, God. You still open up doors, God, that nobody is not able to shut, God. The enemy can't even touch it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You touch them right now, God. Touch them that need you, God. Some need you, God, for healing in their marriage. Some need you, God, for healing in their family. Some need you, God, for healing in their Lord God, in their home. Some need you for healing in their bodies, God. For, Lord God, your word say, God, in 2 Chronicles, Lord God, 14:7, Lord, your word say, if my people, Lord God, who are called by thy name, God, you say, if we will humble ourselves, seek your faith and humble ourselves and pray, God, you say you will heal. You will heal the earth, God. You say heal the land, but it means, Lord God, heal our earth, God. Heal the people, God, that's on the earth. God, begin to turn people's hearts to you, Father. God, begin to cause people to cry out to you, Father. Lord, begin to bring people to their knees, God. Lord, begin to touch their life, that it will line up with your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy of your praise. Father God, you are worthy, God, and we thank you right now. God, I thank you because it's done, God. That bill are being paid, God. Lord, that job, that promotion is coming, God. That job, Lord God, the door is opening for someone, God. Somebody's body is already being healed, God. I thank you right now, God. Somebody, Lord, child, God, is coming back home, God. Lord, somebody, husband, Lord God, has been delivered, God. That wife has came back, is coming home, God. Lord, touch right now. God, bring deliverance right now, God. Somebody is free of debt, God. Somebody is free of debt in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody, God, needs you right now. Somebody, God, don't have to worry about nothing, God. Food, Lord God. Lord, you made a way for them already, God. Lord, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, somebody's faith need to be lifted up, God. Somebody's strength need to be lifted up, God. Somebody need to be strong. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now in a mighty special way, Jesus. Like nobody can do you like us. Nobody can do us like you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, is being healed, God. Somebody is being healed in their body, God. Somebody is already healed, God. Somebody, God, Lord God is going to praise you. They're going to, Lord, there's a praise on their lip, God. Begin to cause them, Lord God, to line up with your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, you touch, God. Lord, you make a way, God. You bring all things to pass, God. Lord, your word say to ask, Lord, and you shall do it, God. You said, seek God, and Lord, you're in my heart. You're not far away, God. Lord, you're just right there. Lord, waiting on them to open up their heart, to let you in, God. Bring the backsliders back to you, Father. Bring the Lord God. Lord, bring the Lord God, Lord, like you did the prodigal son. You bring that backslider on back to you, God. And you touch them right now. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you for that child, God. I thank you for that woman, that man, that girl, Lord God, that you begin to touch. And you begin to open up the floodgates of heaven. That they will, Lord God, be able to, Lord, do what they need to do. That they will come to you, Father. That they will seek you while you may be found. That they will, Lord God, call upon your name, God. In your son Jesus' name, God, I pray. I pray for all of those, God, that's standing in need of whatever they're in need of. Maybe finance, maybe food, seeking a job, seeking a place to stay. But whatever it may be, God, you begin to touch your people, God, and let them know, God, that you're there. Let them know that you see them, God. For your eyes, Lord, see what's going on. Your words say your ear are listening to the prayers of the righteous, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray. I pray, God. I pray for that child, God. I pray for them. That, Lord God, that they will begin to, Lord God, be obedient to that mother, that father. Lord, that that mother begin to show love. Father begin to show love to that child. Lord God, I come against every rebellious spirit. I come against every demonized spirit that's not of you, that's trying to come between them. In Jesus' mighty name. And God, I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Open up the door, God, of a person's heart that they will begin to become a sponsor of well-being. That they will be able, Lord, you touch someone's heart, God. Lord God, I know there's somebody out there who can sponsor children because your word made it possible. Lord God, that a child will be able to be eat and go to school and have fresh, clean water, clothes, that they will be able to be, Lord God, live a normal life as well and have the health care that they need. Touch somebody's heart. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing Prophetess Stacy to be a child ambassador. And Lord God, we still decree and declare that some doors will come open, that somebody's heart will be touched, that they will begin to come, that they will begin to be a sponsor. So as me and Prophetess Stacy, in Jesus' mighty name I pray. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen, and I tell it all done. And I want to let you all know, until next Friday, same time, same place, with Prophetess Pate. And let's tune in on Flipping Fire on Monday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, and maybe 8, some of you all time, and 9, some of you all time. Let's join in with her on Monday night. As I turn it back over to her, I want you all to be able to be careful this weekend. I ask that you will be prayerful, be careful, and be watchful. Look around your surroundings. We have so much going on around us, so we have to be watchful now. We have to be watchful of our surroundings because the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And I thank God. God has his hand over his children. So next time, y'all have a blessed and prosperous weekend. Until Jesus comes. In Jesus' name, I give it all back over to Prophet. Have a blessed and prosperous weekend. God bless you. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you.